Blog Talk Radio. Hello, world. Happy New Year. You're listening to Bad Company with Gray Eyes Smith. These shows are brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. And we have anthologies available on amazon.com, so feel free to check those out and help support these shows. All right. So that said, tonight's show is based on a contest that D.U. Wild Dove and myself ran, and it was called New Year's Poems. It has 5 quotes. It said, write a New Year's poem based on one of these quotes. 1, sending your first New Year's kiss. 2, I wish I could spend the last night of the year with you. 3, let's pretend last year didn't happen. 4, write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. That's a quote by Waldo Emerson. And 5, no matter how hard the past, you can always begin again. And that's by Buddha. All right, so I'm going to go and check the phone lines here. All right, looks like we got them stacked up. Area code 201, who's calling, please?
Yes, Sandy. Horatio, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Happy New Year's.
Happy New
Year
to you.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, so I'm going to bring on another caller here. Area code 715. Hello, Pam Ray.
Hello, Gray. Hello, Sandy. Happy New Year's Eve to everyone out there.
Woohoo, you betcha. And one more caller here. Weaver of Dreams. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Gray. Hello, Pam. Hello, Sandy. Happy New
Year
to everybody. Hello, hello.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. So far, happy.
Yeah. All right, Sandy G. So I'm going to get you going right away here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to post this into the group. All right, anytime you're ready.
Last night of the year. Lights shine bright in the gloaming. Starburst explosions excite the air. Around a party in the square, a wedding couple cuddles there. Hot cider cups and chocolate mugs served piping hot to chase the chill. Glasses tinkle, kisses answer. Around the bonfire, children thrill. A New Year's wedding in Vermont. Fireworks spark in festive queue. White snow shimmers in reflection. Old folks gasp, ah and ooh. End of poem.
Awesome, and that was based on prompt 2. I wish I could spend the last night of the year with you. Awesome. So that was a beautiful read, and, you know, your poem is very visceral. You know, it's deeply engaging. You can picture this couple as they cuddle, and, you know, it's just a beautiful poem on the subject of a New Year's in Vermont. Beautiful job. And
thank you very much.
Anne-Marie, you betcha. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, yes, this is absolutely beautiful. I'm glad you could call in to read it, Sandy. Yeah, I really like how you tell us the story and you take this quote a step farther. You know, I wish I could spend the last night of the year with you. Instead of just being about the New Year kiss, about those few brief moments spent together, it's about the story of a couple joining and getting married and planning on spending the rest of their life together. I really liked all 3 stanzas, but it's the second one with the mention of the hot drinks to chase away the chill that really adds a nice nostalgic feel to it. So excellent write and very well done.
Well, thank you very much.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, it was lovely. It was so evocative. I mean, a picture alone helped, didn't it? That picture is beautiful. But I noticed that we have a good old Scottish word in the first stanza. Light shine bright in the gloaming. Starburst explosions excite the air. Around a party in the square, a wedding couple cuddles there. That's so cute. I love it. It is, yeah. Three stanzas and you've got the whole atmosphere in front of you. I thought it was beautifully done. Thank you so much for reading it for us, Sandy.
Well, thank you very much.
So, do you have to read and run, or can you hang out?
I'm sorry? Yes.
Do you have to read and run, or can you hang out with us?
I can hang out a bit.
Okay, great. Thank you. All righty, Pam, I'm going to post the next link into the group, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. All right. And Becoming a Free Bird by Just Poppy. I'm standing on a theatric stage but failed to act. I made a deal with the devil but never signed the pact. When I am about to speak, no words come out. Every choice I make in life is filled with self-doubt. I'm standing at the wedding altar, but don't say I do. I didn't believe that the love I felt was ever true. I throw my heart away along with the bouquet. Every feeling I've ever had has led me astray. I'm staring at my reflection, who will blink first. Life has grown monotonous, and everything appears rehearsed. I can't see the forest because I cut down all the trees in a gilded cage and have swallowed the keys. I'm standing on a building's ledge looking at the sky. If the birds are able to fly, then why can't I? I contemplate jumping to a bad conclusion. Is there another way to shatter this illusion? I'm at a train station with nothing but the bags under my eyes. I relinquish all expectations. My destination is surprise. Taking one day at a time is the best option for me. As I board the train, I am finally set free. End poem.
Well, so in his author's notes, he says, no matter how hard the past, you can always begin again, by Buddha. And he says, this poem is about letting go of the past and living in the moment, free as a bird. I like that sentiment, you know. It kind of had me scared when he was talking about if birds can fly, why can't I? I contemplate jumping to a bad conclusion. Is there any other way to shatter this illusion? I mean, that's pretty haunting. And, you know, we all get to those stages in life where, you know, we want out of this world. But, you know, you got to hold on and fight for the next day. And that's just the battle of life, you know. You can be at that precipice and turn around and walk away. Or you can, you know, take the plunge and never come back, which is a haunting thought. But, you know, I found the poem very sad but uplifting at the same time, you know, because he does find the strength to go on in the final stanza. I'm at a train station with nothing but bags under my eyes. I relinquish all expectations. My destination, a surprise. Taking one day at a time is the best option for me. As I board the train, I am finally set free. Yeah, powerful, right? And a great read, Pam. What did you think, Sandy?
Well, I enjoyed the imagery and the rhyming theme. And I agree with you, it was a very poignant piece. And I kind of like the paragraph just before that, the stanza, I'm standing on a building's ledge, looking at the sky. If the birds are able to fly, then why can't I? I contemplate jumping to a bad conclusion. Is there another way to shatter this illusion? I think those last two lines are very telling. And where she turns the corner and starts to see the light and then goes to the train station. I particularly enjoyed that part of the poem.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
I thought this was an incredibly clever playing with words. I loved it. I thought every time I came across one, I thought, oh, there's another one that's very good. I particularly liked, I'm staring at my reflection, who will blink first? No, that's good. Life has grown monotonous and everything appears rehearsed. I can't see the forest because I cut down all the trees. I'm locked in a gilded cage and have swallowed the keys. There's somebody who's basically setting themselves up for failure. You know, this is the way it's going to be. It's all going to be awful. Hence standing on the building's ledge, looking at the sky, thinking, well, will I just go now or not? But I thought the end stanza was wonderful. Again, same thing, playing with words. I'm at a train station with nothing but the bags under my eyes. So clever. So I really enjoyed this a lot because it was surprising, the little bits that came up that I went, oh, that's good, that's good. So, yes, it was wonderful. Thank you, Just Poppy. It was really great.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. Okay, I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please, Weaver.
Yes, of course. I just have to refresh. Hopefully it will arrive. Oh, yes, a promise. Got it. One moment, just opening it up. Network decided to crash on me about 5 minutes before the show was ready to start. So I've been under tables pulling wires. I finally managed to get back online. Get makes you kind of frazzled. Right, a promise found under a rose. My last year was filled with a broken promise. A boyfriend of several years hurt me bad. He left me all alone, which made me sad. A telephone call in the middle of the night woke me up as I bounced off the bed with fright. His deep voice rang an alarm in my ear. The words of bitterness hit me with much fear. The man I thought I loved all those years made me shudder with loud sobs and heavy tears. The life I had was gone with one phone call, like the fickle weather from a sunny day to a squall. The adage of when one door shuts, another opens, arise for the new year, as I kept this in mind. A friend arranges a date for me in the blind, shaky and fearful at first, until we finally met. I knew from the start he was a man for my heart. Instantly we knew we would not be apart. At a romantic dinner for two on Valentine's Day, a single rose along with vintage wine is on display. My love teases me to pick it up before the entree arrives, a special moment which would change both of our lives. A promise found under a rose as a beautiful diamond ring, both of our hearts sprang to joy as we married that spring. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And that's such a touching poem. I mean, you know, you feel the heartache and the loss in that first stanza, and then you know, the adage of one door shuts and another opens arrives for the new year as I kept this in mind. A friend arranges a date for me in the blind. And blind dates, you know, they can be hit or miss, and it sounds like she got the hit. So, you know, to find a diamond ring under the rose, that's just touching, you know. A beautiful poem on the subject of finding love after you've lost what you thought was the one. So, yeah, beautiful rate and fantastic read. What did you think, Sandy?
I enjoyed the poem. I specifically enjoyed the transition from utter despair to a recovery that brought her into a beautiful life. And I think she handled that very well as she went from the first disappointment to the final wonderful surprise. It's an enjoyable poem. Good job.
Great comment. Thank you, Sandy. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a beautiful, heartfelt story, right? It starts out so sad. I do have to agree with Sandy that it is enjoyable the way she handles the transition of the poem from the broken heart to finding that new love. you know, I really like the emotional impact in this and how it came to that happy ending of finding that true love after your heart has been broken. So very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Weaver, you read it. What did you think?
Oh, yes, it was. It was very sad to begin with. There's nothing worse than hurt coming out of nowhere when you don't expect it. No hints, no idea what's going to happen. Just suddenly what you had is gone. Awful, awful feeling. Because you think it must be something you've done. You think you're at fault, because obviously the love of your life can't be at fault. It has to be you. So that was very sad, I thought, very sad. But then, of course, we have the wonderful fact that love came again and someone new, who obviously is far better. So I love that single rose with the vintage wine on display and then the ring. I thought that was beautiful. So, yes, beautifully written and very heartfelt. Thank you, Sonia, for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Weaver. Thank you. Okay, so I've got the next poem up. This is by Dammit Dave, and it's called Starlight of Regret. I am a child of darkness, a pitiful creature of the night, devouring the starlight of my regrets and regurgitating the vomit of sorrow. I do not sleep, for the lambs I count beat only screams that echo through the caverns of my unceasing trepidation. Each night I wait, though through tearful eyes I pray for the promise of dawn, and like the birth of a new day, perhaps another chance at salvation. Will peek over the horizon for me, and I will bathe in sunlight, dancing upon dewdrops, and blossom as an infant April flower. But there's no redemption, only a temporary reprieve, for the darkness always returns as the moon rises in the dusky sky. I will always lament the return of the stars. End poem. And his quote was based on, no matter how hard the past, you can always begin again, by Buddha. And yeah, that was beautiful. It had amazing imagery and metaphors throughout. You know, we can all feel this darkness, and I really liked his first stanza. I am a child of darkness, a pitiful creature of the night, devouring the starlight of my regrets. I mean, that's a powerful, powerful opening stanza. And then through tear-filled eyes, I pray for the promise of dawn, and like the birth of a new day, perhaps another chance at salvation will peek over the horizon for me. You know, you can really keep your chin up and trot forward. That's all you can do. And, you know, it speaks volumes. What did you think, Sandy?
Well, I was sad to see it go back into the dark, the darkness again. It was a well-written poem, but I was hoping for a happy ending like we had in the last reading. But he handled it very well. It went from darkness and back to darkness, referring again to the stars. And as the moon rises in the dusky sky, I will always lament the return of the stars. And starting off as a child of the darkness and ending up in the same place is a sign of a cyclical problem there that is very poignant and well written.
Great comment. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this has wonderful imagery and metaphors. It has a melancholy and dark feel to it. And I think it bites at the raw reality of the fact that, you know, the transition from one year to the next doesn't always make life better. There's that hope in the middle, and then the realization as the sun rises that life is continuing just the same as it always has. So very thoughtful and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Okay, Sandy, I'm going to post the next one, if you wouldn't mind giving us a read for MJ Donnelly, please.
Dusty runes and cast bones. The past for me is a punch in the face, a kick in the groin, intermingled with brief respites of displaying my pumping core on my sleeve, oozing, glistening ruby red with iron-tinged taste on my lips. I love like a driven bard who's lived a thousand lifetimes with no filter, no shame, no hesitance to do it again and again. Stillness holds me in its arms against warmth, consoling bosom. I listen for the best, the beat of hoofs with an ear held to the ground in a zen-like moment. I will announce my affection to the sunlight, to the tinsel twinkle of stars, the wind that circumvent between the earth and heavens. Like petrichor after a summer rain, they will wait, they will waft from the marrow of my bones. And on, I can illustrate the panting stanzas and glimmering reprises of this dreamer's heart. Is anybody out there? And Paul.
Beautiful read. And, you know, I liked it. It's honest. It's raw. It's deep. And then I really like petrichor after a summer rain. They will waft from the marrow of my bones. And on, I can illustrate the panting stanzas and simmering or glimmering reprises of this dreamer's heart. Is anybody out there? And that's based on quote 5, no matter how hard the past, you can always begin again, by Buddha. So, yeah, I thought it was a wonderful take on the prompt, very deep, raw, and real. You know, you can feel the realness of this poem. What did you think, Pam?
You know what? I have to agree with you that you can definitely feel the realness of this poem and that it is powerful. I like that you pointed out that one stanza with the use of the word petrichor. That's one of my favorite words. I noticed as I was reading through these rites earlier that out of all the wonderful prompts that you and Lou offered up, that number 5, the quote by Buddha, did seem to ring the most with people. They seem to connect with it the most. I really thought this had a brilliant imagery and metaphors. It is a thoughtful rite, and I like how it speaks to me on how the total of our experiences, the joys and the sorrows, every part of life creates the whole person that we are. So very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, this is deep. This is deep and very deeply felt, I think. That first stanza set it for me. The past for me is a punch in the face, a kick in the groin, intermingled with brief respite displaying my pumping core on my sleeve, oozing, glistening ruby red with iron-tinged taste on my lips. Now, that is somebody who has been affected by the past. This guy has really not had a great run-up so far. That's just awful. So somebody who has been down but has got back up again and is trying very hard. But it's sad. It's really sad. And it doesn't seem as if... He's obviously going to try. He's going to keep fighting on, but... It must be terrible. even if this is, you know, just someone's imagination of what the situation would feel like, there are people out there who feel exactly like that. And it must be awful to think, I'll do my best, I'll try, I'll stand up strong, and still punched in the face. Ugh. Life? Don't even start me about life. Yes, I thought this was beautifully written. There was so much in it, so much pain and pathos and truth, that I really enjoyed it. And I hope it was cathartic for the person who Mr. Donnelly, who read it, because I love an awful lot of that was better out than in, I think. Beautifully done. Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Sandy, what did you think of the poem that you read?
Well, I thought the vivid, stark imagery was wonderful. I mean, you know, of course, it's dark and it's graphic, but in that it has a manly flavor of someone standing against the world despite the horror that he's faced in the past. And he still reaches out to announce his infection to the sunlight and to the tinsel twinkle of stars, to winds that circumvent between earth and heaven. So it's certainly a Zen-like circle that he's describing there. And I have a lot of hope for this person, this character, that in the long run, he'll rise above and be relieved in the pressure and stress of life. Will leave, and that he'll be a happy person.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Sandy. Okie dokie, Pam. I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
I would be happy to. All right. This is Write It On Your Heart by Tri Tran. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. Every blessing is the greatest gift from your creator. Write it on your heart. The past is cremated and turns into ash. The present is what holds you together now. And the future is still way beyond the horizon. Write it on your heart. Treasure what you have and let go what you don't need. Time is too short to dwell on the unnecessary, and money cannot buy love, time, and life. Write it in your mind. Happiness is living the very now moment. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I like it, you know. It's based on write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year by Waldo Emerson. And, you know, I thought you captured that poem quite beautifully. Write it on your heart. The past is cremated and turned to ash. The present is what holds you together now. And the future is still way beyond the horizon. Yeah, just a beautiful, beautiful poem on the beauty of life, and every day is a gift. And you should cherish it and move forward that way. So just a lovely write. Lovely, right? What did you think, Sandy?
I'm sorry, I missed some of that. I had an interruption. I didn't get to hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, it would be lovely, wouldn't it, if everybody could keep this sentiment or these sentiments in their heart. Life would be a lot smoother, a lot happier. Unfortunately, I would say words are cheap. They're not. But if your life isn't going that wonderfully well, it's difficult to look for the blessings in life. So I hope that all of us can feel like this. We can write it on our heart and forget the past and hold on to what we have right now and just pray that the future is going to be as good. It's, as I say, it's difficult. Everybody's situation in life is different. And I love the fact that someone can write this and to let everybody else read it. Write it on your heart. Treasure what you have and let go what you don't need. Time is too short to dwell on the unnecessary, and money cannot buy love, time, and life. I applaud the sentiment. I think it's absolutely beautiful. So, yes, this is a lovely sentiment, and this is a lovely piece of poetry, and thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And, Pam, what did you think of the poem that you read?
This is a beautiful write. I really enjoy and appreciate how he took the beginning line of the quote, grabbed it like a kite string, and just ran with it. Wonderful use of repetition, a real positive note in the write, in the idea of how we truly have to, remind ourselves to appreciate the blessings of living in the moment. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, so we've got the next one for you. This is by M.C. Ulo, The Dawn. And I'm going to post this in the group. Whenever you see it, feel free to read it, please. Weaver.
Thank you, thank you. I've just got it coming up now. Oh, it's disappeared. Oh, everything's jumping around. What's happening, folks? Right, every time I refresh, of course, it just goes everywhere. So just give me a moment because I had it a second ago. Oh, my goodness me. Technology doesn't like me. Yeah, we have it. I've got it. Okay. Relax, folks. Everything is wonderful. Right. Look unto the sky. As we clutch eye to eye, I say to you, dear, as I hold your heart in the pier, you've made it through the last year's due. It was of rough because you had of it enough. But in the take, did you meet me of late? For in the scene, are you my queen? I kiss you hold as I send to the bold to go on my knee and pledge you unto my sea. In every worth since the age of 12, I had you at stealth to set you unto yourself. But in this tear is my heart unto you near to wish this night the last of its sight, to be with you in the heart of my dew, for in this scene are you my forever queen. I'm stuttering, the question's coming, will you go out with me, kiss me unto the sea, and be forever with me? Our hearts sink as we take the turn unto this newly shed brace of a turn. I will be with you next year around, till we hear the fireworks fly off the ground. We held in tear the eyes in dear as we kissed good night, as the hearts were at sight. To hold and to have in the age since 12 is my kiss good night in this new year's delight, worth the might. End poem. Hello? Have I dropped?
No,
I can hear you.
I apologize.
That's all right. I just panicked for a moment.
No, sorry. No, mutating. I caught the mutating virus. But yeah, it seems that he's used all five of the prompts in this write, and I thought he did a brilliant job with it. In every word since the age of 12, I had you at stealth to set onto you yourself. But in this tear, my heart is onto you near. Wish this night the last of its sight to be with you in the heart of my dew. For in the scene, you are my forever queen. I mean, obviously English isn't his first language, but he did a beautiful job of capturing what he wanted to say. And, I will be with you next year around till we hear the fireworks fly off the ground. We held in tear the eyes in dear as we kissed goodnight, as the hearts were at sight. To hold and to we be the 8th and 12th is my kiss goodnight in this New Year's delight, worth the might. Yeah, wonderful imagery and metaphor, and it was a deeply powerful poem. What did you think, Sandy?
I enjoyed the poem, and I appreciate the fact that she seemed to turn on each rhyme to go to another destination in her string of comments. And the way she did it was very interesting. Even though there may be a language issue, it's certainly the ideas as they turned on one to the other came across very clearly and beautifully. So overall, I thought this is a wonderful write. And by the way, great read.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Excellent comment. And Pam Ray, are you back? No. All right, Weaver, what did you think of the poem that you read?
It was certainly interesting. I mean, I would not be able to write in another language as fluently as this. I can't even speak my own correctly, so I have a great deal of admiration for anybody who deals with, because let's face it, English is the hardest thing to even understand, let alone the spelling. I mean, good grief. I think we just give ourselves so much hassle. Although, of course, Americans do spell things differently from the way I would. I actually got a great big minus nine or something because of my spelling, and it was because it was an American person reading it and I had written it with the English spelling. So it does make life difficult. But I thought that the whole point of this poem came through so succinctly. I knew exactly what was meant. I knew exactly what the situation was. And you can read into it. You can understand it quite easily if you just take it as it is and don't try and, translate it back or whatever. But yes, I thought this was so well done. Taking all five prompts, my goodness me, that's brave. So yes, I enjoyed the challenge of reading it very much because I didn't know what was coming next, which was great. Because you don't always get that, a bit of a surprise. And so that was good. Kept me on my toes, by golly. So thank you so much for that. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, great comment. Thank you, Weaver. Okay, so Pam stepped away for a bit. So Stelina says, as an English teacher, I can verify that learning English stinks. LMAO. Okay, so I've got the next poem posted up. This is by Daniel Duhame. It's called A New Dawn Arises from the Ashes of Another. The ghosts of last year fade into the smoke of memories where they will be kept, locked forever. Treasured moments in time remain evanescent. Roses grow and wilt, leaving only a shell of what remains. Lavender encapsulates the haunting melody of dreams. They stay infused in memory. A musical heart looks to bind another to form a quartet, to play a concerto of music into musical interludes that only two lovers comprehend. At the strike of midnight, the witching hour, a bewitching will transpire, two worlds of pleasure. The night will fall like a blanket, smothering the light in cold or darkness, until the morning star rises to encourage the sun to rise upon a new year. End poem. And he went with prompt four, 114 words. So yeah, I liked it. It's got amazing imagery and metaphors. You can feel the personal nature to this, right? I mean, it feels personal to me. And at the strike of midnight, the witching hour, A bewitching will transpire to worlds of pleasure. The night will fall like a blanket, smothering the light in cold, hard darkness until the morning star rises to encourage the sun to rise upon a new year. Well, that was just beautiful. What did you think, Sandy?
Yeah, I thought it was a lovely poem, and the imagery is outstanding. The death of the old year and the hope and the promise of the new year are outlined perfectly here in beautiful language. The ghosts of last year fade into the smoke of memories, where they will be kept locked forever. Treasured moments in time remain. Evanescent roses grow and wilt, leaving only a shell of what remains. I think that those lines are absolutely beautiful, and I think it's a great write. Enjoyable.
Absolutely great comment. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think of the poem?
Oh, yes, I see the prompt was number 4. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. That's a lovely sentiment. And this is a beautifully written poem. A new dawn arising from the ashes of another. I like that. That's beautiful. I particularly liked... Well, I've lost it now. Yes. I particularly like the stanza, a musical heart looks to find another, to form a quartet, to play a concerto of musical interludes that only two lovers can comprehend. Isn't that lovely? They're looking for each other. They do say out there there's a soul for you. We all have our soulmate out there somewhere. And that just, you know, brings it completely to the point, doesn't it? You're looking for somebody who can complete you. They say opposites attract, but I've never actually believed that. I think people who have the same interests and the same outlook on life surely must get on so much better. You would think, wouldn't you? But we'll see. This looks like these people are definitely destined to be together. The night will fall like a blanket, smothering the light in cold, hard darkness. That's a nice metaphor, but it's kind of the opposite of what most people think about the dark. Cold, hard darkness. I like that. So yes, altogether, this is just beautifully written. And I'm really pleased to have been able to hear it. So thank you, Daniel, for that. Most enjoyable.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. Okie dokie. Keep going here. And we have a SoundCloud for this one. This is by Picasso. And if I can get these links to go. There we go. All right, now play SoundCloud.
A moonlight glow reflects upon the gushing fountain of ripples. A residue of dewdrops remain from the morning rain. A gentle breeze caresses the softness of your strawberry lips as I moisten them with a sip of a passionate kiss. The sweet harmonies of a cello play the songs of romance. The whispering wind reveals the murmurs of our sensual secrets. Her eyes twinkle like the exoticism of a starlit sky. A lingering taste of champagne to usher in the new year. We dance to the sacred ballad of our devotion. Our feet glide to the sway of the nocturnal seduction. Our hands embrace the spell of an erotic eve. We become one with the choir of nightingales. Our hearts beat to the rhythm of the notes. I watch your smile glow with the sprinkles of love, for I could just melt in the texture of your lips, sleep in the warmth of your tender bosom, to awaken in the sun of the canopy of lovers. with you always is my wish. End of poem.
Beautiful read, and such a heartfelt, touching poem. I mean, he's such a lover at heart, you know. He really captures all these magical moments between lovers, and a gentle breeze caresses the softness of your strawberry lips as I moisten them with a sip of a passionate kiss. The sweet harmonies of a cello play the songs of romance. The whispering wind reveals the murmurs of our sensual secrets. Yeah, I could go on and on through this. I mean, it's just beautiful and captivating, truly endearing, romantic, and passionate throughout. So beautiful job, Frank. Beautiful job. And Sandy, what did you think?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. I mean, I love the fact that every couple is an idea and a flower expressing their devotion to each other. Every two lines, an idea. Beautiful, beautiful word choices. Wonderful wordsmithing. Very sweet and tender poem. And a very enjoyable listening one. That read was outstanding.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. He is a talented fellow, there's no doubt. Awesome comment. Thank you, Sandy. And Weaver, what did you think?
The man is getting better and better. He's like a good wine. And I noticed front page pick 9 hours ago. Congratulations. Very good. Yes, I thought this was beautiful. Tender, sweet, obviously very sensual. One would expect nothing less. But a gentle breeze caresses the softness of your strawberry lips. Ah, so sweet. Yes, I thought it was beautiful. Beautiful. And the read, of course, was beautiful as well. So thank you so much. You've brightened my evening or my morning. So thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Welcome back, Pam.
Good to be back. I would like to say that was a great read and write by Frank. Beautifully written couplets throughout. Wonderful imagery. And I really like the romantic feel of this with the idea of wishing to spend that life together. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. Okay, so grab the next poem here. And so he says it was written to prompt you. Which is, I wish I could spend the last night of the year with you. All right. Whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. I think I have to refresh here. So, let me do that. And, okay. Well, I know that poet. I hear she's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
New path. The old year stumbles like a tin soldier on a garden path, uncertain how to nurture sacred beauty that rests in the silence. Whirlpool rosebuds willing themselves to bloom beneath the glass house sky, swallowed seeds and stardust epiphanies clashing against masses of time. Lace curtains are drawn back, revealing new journeys, where the soul caresses a horizon of nautical red and deep breaths to purify. Champagne fairies are dancing upon the cusp of a newly wedded tomorrow, awareness caught in the mid-jump before the fall, footprints and whispers becoming part of the landscape. Fountains of youth are closing their gates. Awareness and wisdom offer full retribution to perception. He approaches diligently, a toffee and fireworks year, to sink the teeth into and relish every bite. End poem. Gray, are you on mute?
Yeah, I was just trying to get off it there. That's a beautiful read, Pam. Sorry?
Oh, I just said, aha, I understand that.
Yeah. But no, that was a beautiful, beautiful poem and excellent read. The old year stumbles like a tin soldier on the garden path, uncertain how to nurture sacred beauty that rests in the silence. You know, you really capture the reader and pull them through. And, he approaches diligently to a toffee and fireworks here to sink the teeth in and relish every bite. You know, it's just a touching poem. You know, you can feel this man's journey. And, he's got incredible imagery and metaphors, I really liked. And Stardust's epiphanies clashing against masses of time. I mean, that's just pure talent right there. You have such amazing mind, Pam. You're very talented and it shines through in this race. So beautiful read and a fantastic race. What did you think, Sandy?
Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful poem and a great read. You just hit on the same stanza that I was going to talk about. Swallowed seeds and stardust epiphanies, clashing against masses of time, putting the gigantic perspective on the evolution of time as it eats through. I see it eating through space, through the universe, and that brings that all to my mind when I read that. Particular. The wordsmithing is terrific. The choice of words are wonderful. They fit together in a wonderful way. Each stanza is a unique thought. And I thought this was a very nice poem. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Excellent comment, Sandy. Thank you. Ed Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think everything that's been said about Pam's talent is absolutely spot on. I love the way you produce these wonderful flowing phrases. It's a knack, my dear. It's an artist in the making, as far as I'm concerned. It's just beautiful. You can't just call this poetry. It's the meaning is what it always gets me. I love to, for instance, now this, I don't know if this is what you meant, but what I got was lace curtains are drawn back, revealing new journeys. Now, lace curtains are things that always, they speak of Victorian days. They speak of people who, you know, wouldn't show their ankles or, you know, that kind of mentality when it came to life. But you are saying pull back those lace curtains and reveal what can happen, what could be the future, what you can do in these new journeys that you're able to take. So, yes, I thought it was absolutely beautiful, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you. And your reading was perfect. So thank you for sharing that, Pam. Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much for that. A beautiful read and write, Pam. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this is by a wonderful, talented poetess. And where are we here? Why am I not finding her? That's weird.
Is she hiding behind the lace curtains?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, very good.
I think so. I don't know how that got missed. I have to post it here.
Yes, where are you? Sorry about this. I missed this one. Posting to the board. Okay, here we go. And if you wouldn't mind giving this a read, please. Sandy, that would be great.
Give me the title because my posts aren't coming up. I have to use the contest list.
Listen, to make it easier, I'll just read it, okay? Just make it easier. It's just that I've written this from the point of view of a man, so I thought a man reading it might make a little bit more sense. But I've got it, so let's go for it. So bear in mind, I'm a young man. As I was thinking nervously about our first New Year's Eve kiss, it occurred to me what a huge variety there were. A peck on the cheek for my least favourite aunt, one on each cheek for your lovely mum, of course, the same with a hug for mine. Then there's that mwah mwah, ear kisses for all your friends, work and playtime. My mates, sterling chaps, are happy with a fist bump, adding variations to show what little time we spend together. The kisses we can't give anymore, way heavy now. Bittersweet memories of loved ones no longer with us. Still, for a fleeting moment, we feel their spirits sparkle. All this, I can't say that word, good grief, in a kiss. All this, I can't say it, in a kiss. End poem. Sorry, mate, you couldn't do it.
Great read there, Weaver.
I liked it a lot. Sorry, I had trouble getting to my mute button there. But no, that was a beautiful read. And, you know, your ability to switch the role from a female to a male is spot on. You know, you really captured that essence of the male perspective. The kisses we can't give anymore, way heavy now. Bittersweet memories of loved ones no longer with us. Still, for a fleeting minute, we feel their spirits sparkle. All this encompassed in a kiss. And you base that off of prompt one, which is, sorry, let me get to it. Sending your first New Year's kiss. Yeah, just a beautiful poem and an excellent write, Weaver. Outstanding.
Thank you.
And Frank said he would lend you his voice, but I don't think he's online here. Let me just double check. But no, fantastic job, Weaver. Excellent write, excellent read. And what did you...
Did Gray drop off mid-sentence?
I think he may have.
Yeah.
No, what did you think, Sandy?
Well, I loved how she went through the list of types of kisses and how wonderfully she phrased everything. Started out describing the kiss for New Year's and in the end talked about the spirit sparkle, all of this encompassed in a kiss, which is really all the facets of life, of that personal life that we all live, very private and personal. And she touched on some very interesting moments. I thought it was a wonderful poem, well written and well read. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great comment, Sandy. Thank you. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
I thought this was a wonderful read. And I always admire and appreciate when somebody can write from the perspective of the opposite sex. But what I like about this is even though you wrote it from the perspective of a young man, it really can apply to anybody of any age and of any sex. You know, I really like and appreciate how you take us through this journey of the different types of kisses, and you don't just stick to that romantic kiss, that kiss of true love, but, you know, and there's such wonderful humor and very relatable to the same with a hug for mine. Then there's moi, moi, air kisses for all your friends and work, and a peck on the cheek for my least favorite aunt. You know, I think we've, every one of these kisses at one time or another in our lives, we've passed them all out. And of course, you know, after having some of that lightheartedness, you hit us really hard with the emotion and the emotional impact of that end line, with the idea that there are those kisses that we will never receive and give again, because they are those, as you say, heavy now, bittersweet memories of loved ones no longer with us. Just a beautiful, heartfelt right, Weaver, and very well done.
Thank you. That's very kind.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for sharing that, Weaver. Would you like to say anything about your poem?
No, not really. I was just glad I could get through it. I just can't say that word. And I don't know why I can't pronounce it. All this blah, 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 in a kiss, I couldn't do it. And it's so annoying because I've been practicing it. That's why I didn't want to do it. I thought I'd make a fool of myself. But yeah, I enjoyed writing this, yes, I really did. It was a little change. So thank you very much for your kind comments.
Absolutely. Great job. All right, so let me go to the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind reading this, Sandy, that would be great.
Yeah, again, I have that problem. Just give me the title and I'll get to it in a couple seconds.
Hey, Sandy, okay. Just to let you know that if you are in Late Night Poets, you're a member there. So if you go in Late Night Poets, you can refresh your page and it should show up.
Okay, so it's called, it's called New Year's Eve by Stephen Hollins.
Okay. I'm almost there. New Year's Eve. After midnight's chime, tears of voices erupt from dark shadows, cut a path of silver into the unknown. Her naked feet march on sand toward the sleeping sun rock, where we once kissed the fire of a lion's heartbeat. We both threw into the ring. Inside a white feather whirls. Spaghetti Western music lassos through the saddle of an Appaloosa. Tobacco lips whisper and a harmonica. Tumbleweeds my bones into the west. A songbird's note stretches and soars. Her gold thread cracks giant rocks. Canyons flood white. Wild and blue. End poem.
Awesome read. And he wrote that to prompt 5. No matter how hard the past, you can always begin again. By Buddha. And I thought it was fantastic. After midnight's chimes, tears of voices erupt from dark shadows to cut a path of silver into the unknown. And then her naked feet march on sand towards the sleeping sun rock where we once kissed the fire of a lion's heartbeat. We both threw into the ring inside a white feather twirls. That's beautiful imagery there. I really liked it a lot. So great job, Stephen Hollins, and excellent read, Sandy G. Great job. Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is excellent. It's wonderful imagery and metaphors. There's a real sense of hope within it, and the idea of celebrating the hope of the new year. I noticed Stephen mentioned as you respond to my comment that this is the first poem he had written in a while. So I think that's really exciting to start the end of the year and going into the next with a poem. I really liked the imagery, but I was most intrigued by the imagery in the end stanza. It had a very Americana, very almost patriotic feel to it. Excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pam. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, yes. If this is the first time you've written for a while, you've done it beautifully, Stephen. It is so, I'm getting colors from this even. That's, you know, it just makes me think of all the silver and the sun on the sleeping rock. And then the fire of a lion's heartbeat. We both threw into the ring inside a white feather twirls. That's beautiful. It really is lovely. And I do like spaghetti western music, lassos to the saddle of an Appaloosa. Tobacco lips whistle and the harmonica tumbleweeds my bones into the west. That's beautiful. That just tumbleweeds my bones into the west. Ah, just so cool. Yes, I thought it was beautifully written, and thank you so much for sharing with us, Stephen.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Sandy, what did you think?
I thought the wording was beautiful. I love the I like to write about the West myself, and Yeti Western music lassos to the saddle of an Appaloosa, tobacco lips whistle, and harmonica tumbleweeds my bones into the West. And you get a graphic picture of that metaphorically, and it's such a well-written four lines there. I think it's outstanding. Thank you for sharing that with us. Great poem.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you. And I'd like to welcome area code 703. Is that you, Bobby?
It is I. C'est moi.
Happy New Year.
I couldn't think of a better way to end the old year. See 2022 out and see 2023 in, and with my favorite poets.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. And did you get a chance to hear that last poem?
I did. I found it interesting, the last stanza, especially written by Kiwi, referencing the Old West and Appaloosa. And you know, clearly, I mean, it evokes the flavor of the Old Wild West, yet written by a Kiwi, which just shows you what a talented writer can do with visual imagery.
Absolutely, yeah. Great comment, thank you. And welcome to the show. Did you bring a poem tonight, Bobby?
I didn't, but I can go pluck one out of my collection and throw it out there. What's our theme?
Yeah, sure. New Year's.
New Year's? Okay, I think I have one.
Awesome,
I'll
awesome.
Affect it.
Cool. Okay, so... in the meantime, I'm going to find another one here. I was kind of hoping that... Naomi was going to call in, but it doesn't seem she is. So I'm going to give this one to Pam, if you don't mind, Pam.
Not at all. I'd be happy to.
Okay, I'm posting it now.
Okie dokie, Smokey. All right. This is In the Aftertaste of a Year Gone by Naomi Sarah. I tasted the soft skin at your mouth plunge deep into your salted breath to moan as a seagull shivering on a stormy sea. The seagull that a thunderstorm rips from the sky. I rode your waves singing with the sirens, weeping in the arms of drowning sailors, letting myself drift upon your rugged raging tides, building myself a fortress on your golden beach. And as the famished edges of your frothing surf feasted on my fallen castle walls, there I lie shattered, naked on your shore, sand seeping between my fingertips, grinding the last few pebbled grains, stuck in my teeth, gritty on my tongue, choking on the bitterness you left, crammed between my aching chest bones. Still here I stand, yet again, in your salted breath, 1 year older, 1 year wiser, 1 year stronger, ready to dive once more into your murky depth, all while paddling to keep my head above water. End poem.
Oh my goodness, she had a SoundCloud for that, I just realized. Tammy did a beautiful read on it, but I am going to play her SoundCloud out of honor.
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
I taste it, the soft skin at your mouth. Plunge deep into your salted breath to moan as a seagull shivering on a stormy sea. The seagull that a thunderstorm rips from the sky. I rode your waves singing with the sirens, weeping in the arms of drowning sailors, letting myself drift upon your rugged, raging tides, building myself a fortress on your golden beach. And as the famished edges of your frothing surf feasted on my fallen castle walls, there I lie, shattered, naked on your shore, sand seeping between my fingertips, grinding the last few pebbled grains stuck in my teeth, gritty on my tongue, choking on the bitterness you left crammed between my aching chest bones. Still, here I stand, yet again, in your salted breath. 1 year older, 1 year wiser, 1 year stronger, ready to dive once more into your murky depth, all while paddling to keep my head above water.
Well, beautiful read, and I really liked the music with the read. It went really well. It was passionate and hope-filled, you know. I mean, there's a lot of despair and uncertainty in that, but, it, ultimately, still here I stand again in your salted breath. 1 year older, 1 year wiser, 1 year stronger, ready to dive once more into your murky depths, all the while paddling to keep my head above water. Yeah, fascinating poem, beautifully read as well. I enjoyed it thoroughly. What did you think, Sandy G?
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. It's a wonderful battle between desire and the fear, insecurity of the relationship. Beautifully written. Each line and stanza bring home the point of both the fear and the desire, which I find a recurring theme over and over again through the poem, really comes home and drives home that dichotomy. But very well done. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely, and Appreciate the comment. Great comment. Pam, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. She has such a beautiful reading voice, and what a great choice of background music. This was a really hard-hitting and emotive write, powerful imagery and metaphors. I like the imagery and the sound of the seagull that gets battered down by the storm. And I like how there's that note of positivity and hope at the end. It really speaks strongly on the idea of moving forward, and not only moving forward, but healing from the brokenness that comes with betrayal. So excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And, Weaver, what did you think?
What were you going to call me then? It sounded like Nick.
Naomi.
Yes, well.
Naomi.
No, I thought, well, that was, I would be very flattered if you did, because I think this is wonderful. I love this, the flavor of the sea comes through this all the way through. It's beautiful. Metaphors are just lovely. But I've got a thing about the sea. I don't like beaches. I don't like sand, but I love the sea. So I could really feel this, that there I lie shattered naked on your shore, sand seeping between my fingertips. You're kind of trying to hold on to what you know and what you can understand, because this tide is ripping you and it's throwing you, and it's, oh yes, this is a bumpy ride, this one. But again, we have that wonderful last stanza, which makes it seem so positive. Still here I stand yet again in your salted breath, 1 year older, 1 year wiser, 1 year stronger, ready to dive once more into your murky depth, all while paddling to keep my head above water. Beautifully done. And your reading was beautiful as well. So thank you so much for sharing. That was a delight.
Great comment. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
It was a very powerful write. And I like the, wrong tab. There we go. I like the analogy between the power of love, as she draws an analogy between the power of love and the power of the ocean, both irresistible, both will have their own way. The ocean overtakes, and so does love. And I rode your waves, singing with the sirens, weeping in the arms of drowning sailors, letting myself drift upon your rugged, raging tides, building myself a fortress on your golden beach. And then here I stand yet again, in your salted breath, 1 year older, 1 year wiser, 1 year stronger. And it's almost like the experience of dealing with, or of experiencing love is like experiencing an ocean voyage, that you basically are you're held at the mercy of the vicissitudes of ocean and love. So I think the analogy is wonderful. A parallel. The vicissitudes of ocean and love. So I think the analogy is wonderful. A parallel. The vicissitudes of ocean and love. So I think the analogy is wonderful.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Weaver, have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yes, no problem at all. Here we are. Passion promise, long to live with you. I think that's... Ah, my love, I miss the gentleness of your words, the tenderness of your touch. There were nights we spent hours until mind and bodies exploded. Beneath sheets, I placed fingers where the body ached, longed for you physically, and cried in hunger. I did. Imagination running wickedly by the emotional sound you made, pleading to be mine, to prove love's direction, to prove the beauty of dreaming. My life twisted, spinning you out of my life. and I long to have you from the end to the beginning of said year. I would climb over mountains, travel across the deepest blue, my love. I long to live my life with you. No more. I say no more. I no longer want to finger pleasure. I long for you to mark the spot, to taste the fruits divine, to soar like an eagle. Ah, my love, I have surfaced to confront the past, to let you know I love you. Let's end this year with promises of togetherness, of a love so divine, my knight. Let's bring this year promises of faithfulness. I end this year of dreaming and bring forth reality. I love you. End poem.
Beautiful read, and I liked it. You know, it's full of passion and desire. You know, she's missing him, so obviously they were apart. And then beneath the sheets, I placed fingers where the body ached, longed for you physically, and cried in hunger. I did. Imagination running wickedly by the emotional sound you made, pleading to be mine, to prove love's direction, to prove the beauty of dreaming. My life twisted, spinning you out of my life, and I longed to have you from the beginning to the end of said year. And then the whole poem is beautiful and touching, you know. It's very passionate and enviable. You know, I really liked it a lot. What did you think, Sandy G?
Yes, I liked it as well. I thought it was well written. And I liked the, when my life twisted, spinning you out of my life, and I longed to have you from the end to the beginning of said year. Showing, I think, a little bit of insecurity here that starting with the end, she's assured of the beginning. And I thought that was really clever, right? Phrasing there. Well done. I enjoyed the poem very much.
Great comment. Thank you, Sandy. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a beautiful, heartfelt write with wonderful imagery. I like how it speaks on the desire to give and to receive love. And I think it has a raw honesty to it that's quite brave. I have surfaced to confront the past to let you know I love you. And wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes. Such a heartfelt poem. There's the sadness, the belief that things can get better, and the bravery to admit that, you know, you may have done the wrong thing, but now you want everything back the way it was, and everything to be honest and faithful and be together. I think it was lovely. And I'm picking up on the same thing that everybody else did, I think. My life twisted out of my life, and I long to have you from the end to the beginning of said year. Yes, beautifully done. I just thought the words were absolutely beautiful, and it was a softness about it. I know it was tender, it was passionate, but there was a softness about it. There was a promise in it that I thought was beautiful. So thank you, Passionate Promise. You lived up to your name.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
A beautiful love letter. This is a celebration of the history of a relationship and a promise of time yet to come. Talks about where they've been and where they hope to be, or where the writer hopes to be. I end this year of dreaming and bringing forth reality. I've surfaced to confront the past, let you know I love you. Let's end this year with promises of togetherness. So she's talking about the past and with anticipation for the future, which is quite apropos for the last day of the year and beautifully written.
great comment, Bobby. Nope. Okay. Bobby, I posted your poem. If you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All righty. I'm looking for it here. Let's refresh. Here I am. Okay. For those of you for which this will make no sense, know that I am a gearhead. I love cars. I love racing. I love fast cars. I own a Porsche. I feel the need for speed. So I tend to draw analogies between life and driving. So that's the genesis of this. And I have a friend that does a hill climb called Chasing the Dragon's Tail every year. So he kind of inspired this. Up the winding road. And it's actually a picture of one of the curves on the dragon's tail.
Wow.
Here I am again, starting down a familiar yet untraveled winding road that stretches before me, 365 brand new, untested, unexplored days. It's my own personal hill climb, my annual challenge. This time next year, will I be looking at a trail of days that were each filled with productive hours, completed tasks, positive experiences, accomplishments, aspirations realized, a sense of purpose and direction, treasured memories, time well spent? Or will the path behind me be littered with a wake of unfulfilled potential, untried chances, unattempted opportunities, hesitation, indecisiveness, irresolution, and the empty hulls of the days where time was squandered? Killing time is a crime that leaves no blood trail, yet robs us of something invaluable, a non-renewable resource, a finite asset. I will regard time as a boon more valuable than rare gems or precious metals, a treasure of inestimable value, instead of regarding it as my personal bottomless piggy bank that I can loot and swindle with impunity. Just as my body never forgets a calorie, my lifetime never forgets a moment. And if the skein of my life is a tapestry that is woven daily, then it is up to me as the weaver to make it worthy of tribute, of art filled with color, celebration, and magic moments, not a blank canvas full of empty space. End poem.
Well, that's a beautiful poem, Bobby. I really liked your analogy of the hill climbing race that is your life, you know, 365 days a year you're on that road, you know, and killing time is a crime, you know. Squander such a limited resource that we all, you know, share. And, you know, would you mind reading your author's notes, though, Bobby?
Oh, no. I tend to try and clarify things that I know are personal to me, but kind of arcane to other people. Hill climbing, also known as hill climbing, speed hill climbing, or speed hill climbing, is a branch of motorsport. In which drivers compete against the clock to complete an uphill course. It is one of the oldest forms of motorsport since the first known hill climb, or La Turbinière de France, Nice, France, took place as long ago as 1897. The hill climb held at Shelsby Walsh in Worcestershire, England, is the world's oldest continuous staged motorsport event, still staged in its original course, having been first run in 1905. The road shown in the photograph is of one of the turns of Central Carolina Regional Chasing the Dragons Hill Climb in Robbinsville, North Carolina, sponsored annually by the Sports Car Club of America, SCCA. I'm a member of SCCA, and I've actually ridden that course. I didn't race it, but I did ride it as a recon. So it just switchbacks and hairpin turns, and oh my God, it's fun. But it's a fit anthology or a fit analogy for life in that sometimes you can't see what's around the next curve or what's happening, what's going to come at you, and it's a constant challenge.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Bobby, and thank you for sharing that. But no, it was a beautiful poem, you know, uplifting and deeply engaging. You know, you can feel the hill as you climb it. And I just thought it was beautiful. Beautiful. A fantastic read as well. And welcome back to me. So, Sandy, what did you think?
I thought it was a great exercise in mentoring herself. It was a great pep talk in the form of poetry, and I enjoyed it. I also have been on The Tale of the Dragon on motorcycle and graced the course at Isle of Man. That's for another time, but I just wanted to appreciate your love for speed. the poem is wonderful, a wonderful write, and it's inspirational. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Sandy. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this has wonderful imagery in it and a great extended metaphor using the road and the raceway. I really like how this speaks on living life to the fullest and facing each new year with a positive attitude that we shouldn't survive. We should just be out there and truly living, truly checking things off of our bucket list. So excellent write and very well done.
Thanks, Pam. I really, really hate the phrase killing time. I really think it should be a legal violation.
Yeah, absolutely. And Weaver, what did you think?
Wonderful as ever, Bobby. Wonderful. I'm a bit of a maniac for speed as well. We have a place in Scotland, not far from me, called the Lang Wang, and it's winding. Yeah, it's a wonderful on a bike, on a motorbike. That has got to be the best thing ever. It's the speed, and it's the way you take, you'll understand this, you take off at the top of the hill and you fly till you land again. Oh, it's wonderful. So I can really appreciate your love for speed because it's something. And yes, I agree totally with you. It should be banned forever, killing time. I mean, why would you? You know, we only have a finite amount of it. You know, we can't make it any more or any less. Well, unless I suppose we take ourselves off the path. Yes, but I thought, yes, you can't kill. Unfortunately, at the moment, that's what I'm doing, but I'm not calling it that. I'm calling it waiting. I'm calling it waiting for things to get better. Yes, I really appreciated that an awful lot. I think, you know, I love your poetry. You know I do. And it's just always, and it's always so, it's just so much in it. You can get your teeth into it and really enjoy. You keep going back and finding something else. But yes, I thought it was wonderful.
That's what I felt, your teeth in it.
Yeah. Got to have a little nibble.
Good for you. You saucy Scot, you.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. All right, so I've got the next poem up. This is by Miriam Kilmer. It's called Let's Pretend New Year. I say let's pretend last year never happened. I'm sure Ukraine could have done with fewer bombings. Could we just go ahead and erase a bunch of the wars we had? I'd just as soon forget the hours I spent listening to inquests, fuming and sputtering. I wish I hadn't lost so many friends and relatives. If last year didn't happen, would they still be with us? I don't care so much about my broken toe. But may I please have my voice back? It really came in handy when I had one. Couldn't we just take the last few minutes of December 2021 and sift them into the first few joyful moments of the first day of 2023?
But first, I'd have to insist we keep that wonderful day last January when three delightful little great nieces came, obediently wearing their masks. Their eyes and voices smiled. Their hair shone. Their laughter sparked our place to life. Just let me keep that day. Let's pretend the rest of the year never happened. End poem. And that is based on poem 3. Let's pretend last year didn't happen. I like it, you know. It's, you know, I mean, we all wish we could erase certain blocks of time, and last year certainly would have been one, for sure, with the COVID stuff that happened. But, you know, we came through it, we made it, and here we are. So what did you think, Sandy?
Well, it reminds me of a child's toy box where the child throws out things on the floor that they don't want to play with that day, but that keep the thing that they do. And in this poem, she talks about all the things that she'd like to forget about or remove and all the things that like to keep and remember. And I thought that was a beautiful original view of going into the new year. I enjoyed it very much.
Great comment, Danny. Thank you. And Pam? Hello, Pam.
Sorry about that. All right, yes, let me try that again. This is a wonderful write that's creative in its presentation. I really like how it takes a look back at the past couple of years and the heartache, but also the joys in it. I think my absolute favorite parts for me was when she said, couldn't we just take the last few minutes of December 2021 and stitched into the first few joyful moments of the first day of 2023? And then the stanza after that with the realization that despite everything going on in the world, there are those little personal moments of joy and happiness, you know, like having your great nieces come to visit. So beautiful, right, and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, this was very close to my heart, this one. This echoes exactly how I feel. If you could just forget the year, it would be wonderful. Sorry. Beautiful piece of poetry. Really heart-wrenching. And thank you for sharing.
Well, hugs, Weaver. We love you. And Bobby, what did you think?
I think it's interesting, the different points of view on the past. And I found myself reflecting and listening to the read and thinking about the words, how I, good or bad, I would choose not to forget a single moment of my life, you know, be it heartache or happiness, because it is the sum of who I am. And it brings me to where I am today, either good or bad. So I would not surrender one single nanosecond of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Good comment. Thank you, Bobby. All right. Pam, did I get you a comment?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, because you were mutating. Okay. So I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading it, Sandy.
Again, give me a name because I go on the site. I'm not getting the updates. Sorry.
Okay, so it's Promises to Keep, New Year's Song, Modern Sonnet by Dave. Damn it, Dave.
But if you're looking for it in the contest, it's not in the contest.
Oh, okay. Then that's why I'm not finding it.
I'll message it to you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm sending it now. I sent it via direct message.
I think somebody needs to start humming the Jeopardy theme song or something.
Yeah. How are you making out, Sandy?
Well, I'm on the message board, but I can't. The last message I got was 4 hours ago.
Okay, I did send you one just a minute ago.
Promises to keep?
Yes.
Okay, I have it. Just came in. Promises to keep. New Year's song. The new year comes with promises to keep and ushers in tomorrows filled with hope. It has hills and some may be quite steep, but with some luck and face, we'll try to cope. We look ahead with hope for better days and try to leave the old year in the past. Most likely, we'll resolve to change our ways, but those are promises that rarely last. We'll say a prayer for new prosperity and raise a bubbly glass. Through old design, we'll make our wishes with sincerity in hopes this year's a much improved design. We'll toast to those we've lost and shed a tear and take a breath and usher in the year. End of poem.
Excellent read. And I like the poem, you know. I'm sorry. Sam, can you comment, please?
Absolutely. I also think that Gray's dog likes the poem. So there you go.
Right.
Doggy approval. No, I thought this was an absolute, you did a wonderful read, Sandy. This was a great poem by Dammit Dave. Wonderful rhyme and flow. Another one that kind of has a positive attitude to it. The idea of that both the past and the future are important. We look at the past year to because we can have learned and grow from those memories, and at the same time we move forward. You know, with that toast, that raised glass. You know, that joy and appreciation for what's about to come forward. So excellent to write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, this was beautiful. I liked it so much. There was the fact that we're reminded that things can get better. You can make things better just by taking that deep breath and stepping forward and just, you know, taking charge of your life. And yes, of course, things have happened that are terrible, and we all know this. But you can't let that darken the future too much. I'm sorry for getting emotional, but I do tend to have my emotions kind of at the surface rather more than some people perhaps, so I'm sorry about that. But we'll toast to those, take a breath, and usher in the year. That's perfect. Perfect. And yes, made me feel so much better. So thank you, Dave. I appreciated that.
Great comment. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
This this poetry is really giving me a lot of things to think about, how people tend to reflect on the past and with resignation or with regret, or sometimes with nostalgia, and tend to look at the future with either anticipation or apprehension. It's interesting. I tend to take one day at a time. I don't even have a bucket list. I don't have a bucket. I tend to take things as they come, and every day to me is a gift. And because you're never promised tomorrow, and so I it's interesting to see how other people view the past and the future, and it's made me realize how uncharacteristic or untraditional my views are. So I really enjoy this particular sonnet. I think it's very well done. We say a prayer for new prosperity and raise a bubbly glass to Zion. And personally, I hate that fucking song.
Because
it is so sad. Because it sounds like you're mourning the death of a year, and it isn't dead. It's past experience. It helps you build on what you're going to be. So it's too mournful for me. I don't like it.
Well said. Thank you, Bobby. And Sandy, you read it. What did you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. The word that comes to mind is balance. This is a very balanced poem, both in its structure and in its phrasing and in its meaning. He talks about the problems of life in a general way, promises and hope, and then talks about promises that really last. He has a realistic picture of life. And in the end, he sums it up by saying, then take a breath and usher in the new year. In other words, get on with it and move forward. There's going to be good, there's going to be bad, but you always have to keep moving forward. I thought it was a very well-written poem. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you. Okay, Bobby, would you mind reading the next one, please?
I wouldn't mind. As soon as I get through chewing up this popcorn or stuck in my mouth. Okay. Carpe Noctem by Stellina. Oh, this ought to be good. Okay. Carpe Noctem. Nyx seduces me. She fills me with yearning to sip her dark soul. The caresses of her shadowy shroud comfort me and bring me peace. This otherworldly realm where the rest are asleep is my time. Arousing senses, absorbing mystique with the pulchritudinous penumbrum. Intrusion and frustration pursue me when my ally, the moon, sleeps, as I wait impatiently for creativity and inspiration to come calling. Then, as the blinds are slowly drawn upon the earth, we meet once more to waft in waves of wondrous tranquility as the mind opens to fantasy. I live and breathe for these hours when I can be myself, the darker me, not the preconceived me shunning the daylight, the harsh light, the invasion of the demands that curtail and crush the creativity within me, longing for nightfall when I am finally released to soar in the starlight. Music of serenity flows through me, notes dancing through my thoughts, from whence springs forth magic and mystery of words to weave verses, sharing the beauty with kindred spirits of the night who chance my way in cloistered conversations which only the night goddess hears. When silver stars begin to fade and the sun blushes on hearing us, we drift into oblivion again, trance-like in the choking clutch of day, until twilight waterfalls showing the pathway to the dreamscapes of the mind in which steal endless possibilities and the revelations of surreal scenarios. End poem.
Well, that was a deep poem. You know, it really speaks to sorry, I was just reading her author's notes here. It says, write a poem for contest, morning person or night owl. And personally, I am not a morning person. I am up late every night, though. I'm more productive, creative, and alive during the darkness hours. Maybe I'm a vampire. Anyway, I digress. And, you know, I like it. Music of serenity flows through me, notes dancing through my thoughts, from whence spring forth magic and mystery of words to weave verses, sharing the beauty with kindred spirits and of the night. Chant my way in cloistered conversations, which only the night goddess hears. You know, it's stunning, right? Beautifully read as well. Bobby. Sandy, what did you think?
Sandy dropped.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I really enjoyed this one. It has beautiful imagery, wonderful use of alliteration. I really enjoy and appreciate these lines. I live and breathe for these hours when I can be myself, the darker me, not the preconceived me. And then music of serenity flows through me, notes dancing through my thoughts. It's such a wonderful write on the way that the spirit and the mind can soar in those night hours. So very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Weaver, what did you think?
I thought this was stunning. Totally stunning. Just wonderful. I don't sleep, so I don't know whether I'm a day or a night person. And I know people look at night in totally different ways as well. Some people welcome that, you know, going to bed and falling asleep. And some people love getting up in the morning, feel cheerful and have a great time, and it's all, you know, we're all different. But I think nighttime is wonderful. It has a softness and an impartiality and a silence that I actually love. My brain doesn't quieten down very much at all, but the darkness and the sweetness of night really helps. I think it keeps me sane. So I can appreciate this poetry so much. And I think I'm a vampire too. I just don't really like blood. Red wine.
Yeah.
So thank you, Celine. That was lovely.
Excellent comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Well, you don't have time for me because it's 12:01.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now, I like the way Stellina speaks to the concept of who we think we are as opposed to how people view us, which I think is really significant. The line that everyone else has been citing, I live and breathe for these hours when I can be myself, the darker me, not the preconceived me. That in itself is just I think a profound observation, but the whole piece, very atmospheric. References to mythology, and it's a beautiful piece.
Absolutely, great comment. Thank you, Bobby, and thank you everyone for calling in to share your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time with me tonight. I wish you all a wonderful new year. And
Happy
New Year!
It's 2023 officially now.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone!
I still have three hours.
Thank you, Greg.
So, yeah, but...
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you.
Well, come join me. I'm having Moscow mules.
Yeah,
make sure you don't fall off.
Oh no, I sit on the floor. That way, I can't fall off.
However, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone.
All right. Well, much love, everybody. You take care, and we'll see you in the new year.
Good night, Gray.
Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Love you, too.